Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And right now, we're going to be talking about common issues that Mr. Figaro experiences during immigration consultations. Mr. Figaro is widely regarded as New York's number one immigration attorney. He has over 25 years, that's a quarter of a century experience, practicing immigration law, and he sees some common underlying factors when persons come in for immigration consultations, and he's going to discuss that right now. Mr. Figaro?
Yes, Ms. Phillip, it's great to be here in the studio with you. As you said, there are a lot of common issues that immigrants feel when they immigrate to the United States of America. Currently, we have a lot of people coming across the border from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. People are fleeing their own homelands because of economic issues, political issues, and those issues, obviously, are continuous. It's not just now. This issue has been an issue of the past. So 25, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we had a lot of people leaving Western Europe, coming to the United States, seeking asylum, seeking a new living in America. Now most of those people may come from China, they may come from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. So the immigration crisis, quote unquote, the crisis is really how do we treat immigrants in the U.S. that are no longer white Western Europeans, but other peoples. America, it is projected by the year 2050, the minorities will make up the majorities. Latinos will be the number one minority, followed by Asians, followed by African Americans, people, black people, making up almost 51 to 52% of the U.S. population. The other issue that we face where asylum issues, immigration issues is concerned is the fact that when people come here, they may not have a legitimate claim for asylum, one. Two, there's a backlog in the system, which means that it takes too long for people who come here seeking asylum to receive a work permit and a Social Security card. And if that was done as expeditiously as possible, and if those trials, those hearings were done expeditiously, it means that obviously these people could either integrate quickly, or those who don't qualify for political asylum will be ordered deported. For those people who come here legally, and what you mean is they have a visa. So before Venezuelans were coming across the border, many Venezuelans, for example, were coming here on their visitor's visa. B1, B2 visas, and they would apply for political asylum, they would apply for TPS, temporary protected status, and that kind of alleviated the problem. But those were people who obviously had resources from their home country and did not, and were not required to actually take that long walk over the Americas to come to the U.S. Some of those people have relatives here already that will integrate them into their household because families were torn apart. Others were not. They were first-time, applicants. There are many nonprofit organizations here in New York City and all over the U.S. that work with people seeking political asylum. But again, as I said, getting that work permit and social is the big issue. The Biden administration with the Trump to be administration never really addressed these issues because it was a big political issue in Congress, so there was no political consensus, and still there isn't. So not only do we have a crisis at the border, we have a crisis in government. But the bigger problem is the crisis in government, and hopefully the presidential elections in 2024 here in the U.S. will resolve those issues. Other immigration issues that we have is very basic. When you come to the U.S. legally and you remain here beyond the time that you were given, so when you come here, for example, on a visitor's visa, they normally give you 6 months, 3 to 6 months. If you overstay that time by a day, your visa is canceled, yes, by law. If you overstay by 6 months and you leave the U.S. and try to return, you'll be subject to a 3-year bar. If you come to the U.S. and you overstay by 1 year and you leave the U.S. and try to return, you're going to be subject to a 10-year bar. So most people, when they understand that legal entry is no longer valid, obviously, after a day overstaying, they try to, obviously, move from one status to another. Within a year, if they needed political asylum, you have to file within a year of your entry in the U.S. for political asylum. After that, obviously, you're not eligible to file for political asylum if you came legally and didn't do it within a year of entering the U.S. For those who don't take that part or qualify for TPS from the various countries, that there are TPS programs, and hopefully those deadlines will not pass, then the only path to legalization is through the immediate relative category. That is, if you're married to a U.S. citizen and your spouse is petitioning for you, if you're under 21 and your parents, U.S. citizens, are petitioning for you, or if you're a child petitioning for a parent. As long as you came to the U.S. legally in any of these categories, i.e. not across the border, then the immediate relative category is available to you. Ms. Phillip?
Yes, Mr. Figaro. And what about persons who come here to the U.S., they legalize and they have, you know, family back home, and they don't take the necessary steps or as soon as they're able to get their kids to come to America to live with them?
Right. So basically, those are extended family, not immediate relatives. Those are brother-sister petitions or petitions for children that may be married, petition for parents that are overseas, which is the immediate relative category, but the parents may not be in the U.S. And then they have the issue of, you know, people who have children, someone petitioned for them, a family member, and their children age out, meaning they are past 21 and they no longer qualify to get that green card from the original petition. In those situations, obviously, understanding the various deadlines, and you get that through the Visa Bulletin Board with USCIS, It tells you the various categories in terms of how long it will take. And obviously, a family member petitioning for you doesn't mean that you start selling your home or getting ready to leave the country that you live in, because there are backlogs in that those areas also. So, for example, brother, sister petitions, most countries it takes about 12 years. If you're from China, if you're from the Philippines, it's 25 years. Yes, brother, sister petitions, 25 years or 12 years. But it depends on where in the world you live. Why? Because quotas are allocated to different countries. So the whole process of understanding priority dates, understanding how long these petitions take, alerted counsel need to be guiding their clients as to how what their families can and cannot do in terms of those petitions that have been done for them. Ms. Phillip?
Thank you so much, Mr. Figaro. Remember, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the Lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Welcome back. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions, we've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Navigating the path to a green card, understanding the G visa, securing a green card, also known as lawful permanent residence in the United States, is often a significant goal for individuals seeking to live and work in the country on a permanent basis. Among the various pathways available, the G visa is one option that provides opportunities for certain foreign nationals to obtain lawful permanent residence. Understanding the intricacies of the G visa can be crucial for those navigating the complex immigration process. What is the G visa? The G visa is a type of immigrant visa designed for individuals who are either employees or immediate family members of employees of international organizations or foreign governments in the United States. This visa category is specifically designated for individuals who serve in various capacities, such as diplomats, representatives, or employees of specific international organizations. Types of G visas. There are two primary types of G visas. G1 visa, reserved for individuals who are designated as principal representatives of foreign governments to international organizations headquartered in the United States, including the United Nations. G4 visa, intended for employees of international organizations or NATO who are not considered principal representatives. This category includes individuals such as staff members, officers, or employees. Eligibility criteria. To qualify for a G visa, individuals must meet specific eligibility criteria. Employment with a qualifying international organization or foreign government. Sponsoring organization's confirmation of the individual's status and need for residency in the United States. Proof of intent to depart the U.S. upon the termination of employment or status with the international organization. Application process. The application process for a G visa involves several steps. Employer sponsorship. The sponsoring international organization or foreign government initiates the process by submitting a petition on behalf of the employee or representative. Form DS-160. Applicants must complete Form DS-160, online non-immigrant visa application, and pay the required application fee. Interview. Applicants are typically required to attend an interview at the U.S. Embassy or consulate in their home country. During the interview, they may be asked questions regarding their employment, intent to reside in the U.S., and other relevant matters. Medical examination. Depending on the circumstances, applicants may need to undergo a medical examination conducted by an authorized physician. Background checks. All visa applicants are subject to background checks to ensure they meet admissibility requirements. Benefits of the G visa. Obtaining a G visa offers several benefits, including lawful permanent residence in the United States, ability to live and work in the U.S. indefinitely, eligibility to apply for U.S. citizenship after meeting residency and other requirements. Conclusion. For individuals employed by international organizations or foreign governments, the G visa provides a viable pathway to obtaining lawful permanent residence in the United States. By understanding the eligibility criteria and navigating the application process diligently, individuals can pursue their goal of securing a green card and building a future in the U.S.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us, or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers Paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio, and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. 27 years ago, or this year will be 28 years, when I started practicing law in this great city, New York City. It's like a melting pot. It's mainly minority now. It used to be mainly white. And most of the people in New York City, praise God, are immigrants. They come from over 150 countries, yes. So many people, so many different countries. New York City is a great place to live in, yes. And for all of those years, you know, we have worked with immigrants, helping them change their status from obviously being undocumented to getting their green card, their citizenship, defending them in deportation proceedings or their family members, and helping other family members, you know, come to the U.S., whether in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. And one of the issues that we have seen for many years is, you know, I don't know why these white people like to give us this guilt trip about coming to America. White people, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands have come to America. Yeah. They were lining up in front of the Statue of Liberty, coming here for political asylum, fleeing the Holocaust, for many, many different reasons, including obviously for economic reasons and uniting with families. So immigrants today are no different from immigrants of yesterday. The major difference is more people of color are coming to America. So people like KKK, Russian Trump, most of the Republicans in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate do not like us. Not because we are immigrants, but because we are black immigrants, brown immigrants, in between those colors immigrants, Asian immigrants, Indian immigrants. And one of the areas that we contribute a lot to, besides, obviously, immigrants of families, is also business immigrants. Of all the Fortune 2000 companies that exist in the United States, and when we say Fortune 2000, we mean the top businesses in America, half of them are run by people who are naturalized citizens. Those are people who are U.S. citizens that were born in other countries. So when you hear the rhetoric, the hate of the Republicans and immigration, it is because they are demons. They are not children of God. Because even in the Bible, it teaches that you should be kind to immigrants. So whether it be from an economic point of view, a Christian point of view, from being a civilized point of view, whatever it takes, my dear people, here and outside the United States, you have a right to be here. And that's what our law firm has done in terms of our representing people in immigration law for over a quarter of a century. Yes. We also started our own publication, the Immigrants Journal, which you could get at www.ijlef.org. Again, www.ijlef.org. You could get that link also at my law firm's website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. So, whether you want to come here as a visitor, a J visa, a H visa, a F visa, E2 treaty visa, EB5 investors visa, our law firm could work with you. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So whether you call us on the regular line, on WhatsApp, or through the internet to schedule your consultation, we suggest that you do so, because planning your arrival in the United States in those various categories is always the best part to take. You should obviously get information, understand what your legal rights can be or will be, what is the best part to be coming. First, obviously, getting your work permit or getting your green card or coming here through the various business categories. An informed client is our favorite client. We obviously, part of what we do over the years is to educate our clients. Again, you can make an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Or you could give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We hope to help you as we have helped many families throughout the world. Thank you.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small business solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoyed the show, which featured immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845.
That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.